Live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites.
Hello, hello. Yes, yeah, no, I can't spell, and I just found out I also mumble, so I'm not going to do that tonight. I found out I mumble a few weeks ago. I went out for dinner with my wife. Now, when we go out, we do quizzes, because we've been together 10 years and there's nothing left to say. So we were out. I was being the quiz master this night. I was reading, and Hannah was across. We're in a sort of semi-busy restaurant, not that busy. And I said to Hannah, question six, how many Bourne movies has Matt Damon done? She goes, I don't know, I haven't seen them. I go, yes, you have. She goes, no, I haven't. I go, yes, you have. I've watched them at home. You know, the guy with amnesia that remembers all the moves. She's like, no. I was like, everyone's seen them. She goes, no. And so I just start thinking out loud. I'm like, well, I'll take this one. I go, well, I've definitely seen three, but there could be four. Right? I say to her, she's like, I don't know. I was like, okay, anyway. I go, oh, we should watch one when we go home. She goes, I'm tired. I said, that's okay, it only goes for an hour and a half. And then she goes, will you drop it? Okay, so at this point, I'm very confused about what's going on. Now, thankfully, there was a very nosy waitress near us, ready to break our tension. This lady comes over to us. She goes, hey, I wouldn't normally get involved with a customer conversation, but I'm gonna have to do this. She goes, I think she thinks you said porn. And in here I've got, she wouldn't think that. And then Hannah goes, did you not say porn? I was like, no! What do you think is happening at the age that they've just got this new creepy quiz writer and I'm not gonna bring it up? We cleared that up, but let's just rewind this for a second and look at it how poor Hannah had to see this. I'm sitting across from her without blinking an eye. Wife, been together 10 years. I just go, hey, Hannah, how many porn movies has Matt Damon done? Her, I don't know, I haven't seen them. Me, what? I was aghast, Melbourne Town Hall. I said, what? I go, yes, you have. She goes, no, I haven't. I go, you have. I've watched them at home. This is my favorite part, by the way. When I said, you know, the guy with amnesia that remembers all the moves. Now, there's no shame in watching porn, of course, whatever. It's very natural, whatever, you know. But I think there is something a bit shameless about me out loud in a restaurant going, well, I've definitely seen three. But there could be four, like looking around at everyone, right? Looking for input. Who's seen the pornos? You know, I've definitely seen three, but there could be four. And then I said to her, hey, we should watch one when we go home. And she did that thing that all people do in relationships where they don't want to even risk it leading to anything, you know? And she goes, I'm tired. And I said, like a psychopath, that's okay. It only goes for an hour and a half. The regular length of a pornographic film. And don't worry, sweetie, I've already decided which one we're watching. Don't worry about the porn identity, we're going straight to the porn ultimatum. Anyway, this is a story just to say that basically right now I'm very appreciative of nosy waitresses, because without that lady, I don't know how long this would have gone on. Like, I feel like she saved it, because I know me, I would not have dropped it. I don't drop stuff. The whole way home, I would have been like, you're gaslighting me, you know you've seen it. She would have been like, I wouldn't, you know? And I reckon she would have had a couple more questions, which was one, like, when did he make these? Which I would have loved, because, you know, she's probably going, was his career going down or up? And I would have been like, nah, this was the peak of his career. This is Matt Damon's greatest work. And also, she is a good person. She does ask the right questions in conversations. I have seen it. She probably would have said, was he okay? You know? Was he safe? It's a fraud industry. Was he safe? And I would have loved going, not once. That's the whole point. The entire time, there were multiple men pursuing him, Hannah. Hey, guys, you've been amazing. I hope you have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Alex Ward.
Recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.